Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As we enter the somber period of the 9 days in the Jewish calendar, the days that lead up to Tisha B'Av, the day marking the destruction of both temples, many Jewish traditions and customs shift from refraining from meat and wine to abstaining from joyous events. It's a time steeped in reflection, mourning, and introspection. To help us understand the meaning and relevance of the 9 days, and particularly in 2025, I am joined by Rabbi Yossi Goldman, a senior rabbi, respected spiritual leader, and a prominent voice in the South African Jewish community. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So let's just start in terms of understanding how the 9 days fit in to the larger framework of a Jewish calendar.
Morning, Howard. Morning, everyone. I don't know what the answer is to your previous question about our president.
Yeah.
But it definitely sits in with the 9 days.
Yeah.
Look, we generally are good at celebrating. We have lots of Yom Tovim. Our calendar is peppered with feasting opportunities. But we also have the occasional fast day. And we have to be balanced, and we have to remember the good times and the bad. And this time of year, we have had historically a bad time. Leading up to Tisha B'Av, the climax of this all, which is the 9th of Av in another week, next Sunday. And that was a day marked by five terrible calamities in ancient times, including the destruction of both our temples in Jerusalem, from which we have not yet recovered, and it's nearly 2,000 years. Mm, mm. And we dare not forget this. They say there's the famous story about Napoleon walking in the streets of Paris one night, and he hears wailing coming from a building. He says, "What's going on there?" And his lieutenant goes and comes and he says, "It's the Jews. They're mourning something." He says, "What are they mourning?" He says, "The temple was destroyed." He says, "When was it?" It was about 1,500 years ago. He says, and they're still crying. And he remarked very wisely that a nation that doesn't forget its past is destined to have a future. So we don't forget. And we know, in fact, that the absence of the temple, the absence of divine revelation as it was then, is the bottom line cause of all our tzoros, of all our problems, including statements like we hear from the president. It all boils down to the fact that there is an absence of perceived godliness in the world. We don't see it. And the Jewish people, therefore, are not seen for their historic role. That's another whole discussion. Maybe people do see it so much and they don't want to handle it, but that's a different discussion. But we remember, and we know that this is really what it's all about. And therefore, from time to time, although we love to celebrate, and we're more into feasting than fasting, but from time to time we do have fast days. And after Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av next Sunday is the most grave of our fast days on the calendar. And this is now, we have 3 weeks from the 17th of Tammuz, when the other national calamities, when they broke through the walls of Jerusalem on the one temple's destruction. So it's a 3 week period of between dire straits, one fast day and another fast day. And it intensifies now with Rosh Chodesh, which was on Shabbos,
right,
and now leading up to Tisha B'Av. So in these 9 days, we do have extra laws of intensifying our mourning and making us more sensitive. And although we're carnivores, we somehow managed to survive on dairy foods for 9 days or 8 days. And so, it helps us. It helps us remember.
So what are some of the other customs and laws around the 9 days?
Well, besides not eating meat or drinking wine, I think those are actually the most relevant and practical to all of us. There's an issue of bathing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, officially you're not supposed to bathe. But we live in a time today when most normal people bathe or shower daily. And there's different opinions as to, you know, to what extent we have to really keep it today. Mm-hmm. In the olden days, they had one public bathhouse in the town, and you went to the bath twice a year if you needed it or not, or something like that, you know. And today is different, so there are lenient views. But I think the Torah does not expect us to become obnoxious. That you can't walk into a room.
Right.
But there's a difference between luxuriating in a hot bath and keeping yourself hygienically clean.
Right. So in other words, it's about cleanliness. It's not about luxury and pampering.
It's the enjoyment, that feeling you get sinking into a hot bath.
Mm.
That's not really part of cleanliness. That's a pleasure. So we do without the pleasure, but we keep clinically clean.
Right. And of course, this all culminates on Sunday or Saturday, Saturday evening with Tisha B'Av, and that is the intense period of this, or the culmination of it. After that, what personally is your approach to this period? How do we make it meaningful and connect to our historical role and presence in this world?
So I think that, you know, besides all the nitty-gritty and the do's and don'ts,
mm-hmm.
I think, as I touched on earlier, I really think the bottom line is the absence of our holy temple, the absence of a divine revelation in Jerusalem. You know, and when the temple stood, there were 10 miracles in the temple that one could see on a daily basis. So if anybody suffered from atheism or agnosticism, just take a ride to Jerusalem and you'll have your answers.
Mm-hmm.
Life would be a lot simpler if we had that clarity and revelation today. We don't have it. So we make a point not only of mourning and crying and weeping on Tisha B'Av and sitting on low chairs in the manner of mourners sitting Shiva, but we also try and focus on rebuilding. And we try and see what can we do that would bring redemption to the people. And you know, it's wonderful to have Israel, but clearly,
yeah,
Israel is not as independent as we like to think it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're a sovereign state.
Yeah.
But we're still struggling in Gaza, and hostages, and world opinion, and France, and Pretoria, and you know, so to solve the whole problem and all the problems of human suffering, of tragedies, of so many young, beautiful people losing their lives, for what purpose? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that we're missing that revelation. So if we can do another good deed, if we can reach out to someone else in selfless love and random love and kindness, it says the temple was destroyed because of a lack of that. So if we, that's clearly the antidote, then we can, you know, make Mashiach a reality and bring national redemption to our people. And at the end of the day, that's the only solution to end anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism and all of these issues. That's really where it begins and ends.
That is,
so we can all play a role. We can all play a role. Every good deed, every mitzvah builds another brick.
So let's do exactly that. Rabbi Yossi Goldman, thank you, as always, talking to us about the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av. I'd love your thoughts and reactions. 0618951019.